Well, weakness on global markets has continued into the local session. The ASX 200 at lunch is down about 70 odd points, or about 1.2%. It is one of the heavier declines that we've seen in October so far for the Aussie market. It's about the biggest decline in roughly 3 weeks. So what we've seen, of course, over in the United States is plenty of new daily cases in terms of COVID-19. Again, the continued delay in stimulus talks as well, and the fact that both sides of Congress can't really get to a deal at the moment, certainly hampering the economic recovery as well. So some concerns there. Also, the US election now only about a week away. So these particular risks certainly aren't new, but investors just getting a bit more jittery as we continue to drag and see these particular situations drag on. What we've seen locally are rather broad declines for our market, all sectors in negative territory. The tech sector, one of the heaviest decliners. We have the likes of Afterpay down about 3.5%, back below $100 per share. Link Group also about 4% lower. It's navigating, of course, those potential takeover by a private equity group, also holding its AGM today. Energy stocks also deeply in negative territory. A bit of a tumble last night in global oil prices, down around the 3% mark on concerns about softening demand. So the likes of Santos, Beach Energy, by falling more than 3% each. We have roughly 90% of the top 200 stocks. That's about 180 of the top 200 in the red. There are a handful of companies at the moment still managing to make advances. Some of them, the likes of Blackmores, one of those particular winners, up roughly 4% at the moment. It announced this morning it's looking to divest its global therapeutics business to McPherson's, which is also ASX listed, for an enterprise value of $27 million. Blackmores, one of several companies also holding an AGM today. Bendigo and Adelaide Bank, another one to do so, up about 0.2%. It's provided a bit of an update as well at its AGM. So in terms of its growth over the annual period, up about 11% in total lending. Residential lending slightly better with growth of 16%. So it is showing some solid signs of improvements in terms of its lending book. Boral Limited, another one with an AGM, also doing quite well, up about 3.5%, announcing the sale of its 50% stake in USG Boral, the US part of its US business, for $1.4 billion, also considering to divest its entire North American assets as well. The Aussie dollar, a little firmer, now buying 71.3 US cents.